Blog Talk Radio.
To you right now. You're listening to Six Man Radio, home of adult contemporary hip hop and R&B. Adult contemporary hip hop and R&B. Hosted by the Bad Seed and AD Michelle, holding it down. They give you the best music, classics, new joints, celebrity guest interviews. Have you seen who's on this show? Have you checked the archives? Go look on the archives. See who comes up on here every Saturday night. There's nowhere else you're going to get that. This is GMS of Hydra,
GMS,
co-founder of The Plague, co-CEO of MCMI Incorporated.
MCMI.
Do I have time to listen to whack radio? Hell no. I'm too busy running my company, running MCMIReport.com, MCMI Records, MCMI Apparel, MCMI Studio, MCMI Everything. Not to mention hosting my own show, MCMI Radio, Friday nights. So do I have time to listen to some whackness? No. That's why when I really need a fix, I tune in to Six Man Radio. Because I'm an adult, home of adult contemporary hip-hop and R&B. It's in the title. It's GMS, MCMI, you know the motto. In hip-hop we trust, a better ever starts now. And it starts with Six Man Radio.
Six Man
Radio.
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 Love y'all, this is Jill Scott, chilling with Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and R&B.
Your hands on my hips, pull me right back to you. I catch that breath, give it right back to you. You're in so deep, I'm breathing for you. You grab my brakes, watch my back high for you. Your diesel's engine, I'm squirting that oil down on the floor till my speakers start to boil. I flip a shish, quick slip, hips dip, and I twist it.
Six-Man Radio.
The home of adult contemporary hip-hop.
And R&B.
Six-Man
Radio.
Oh,
thing, but can't let go. Even though I need it so.
Six Man Radio.
Your arms will soothe me, but I ain't no game. I ain't no toy. I ain't just praying. This ain't no movie, man. I'm a real woman. Been down this road before.
But you see me.
I just need more.
What does my body ignore? What my mind says? I try to keep it intact, but I'm here in this bed. I need.
Ramos from VH1's Love and Hip Hop. Cap that book, Game Over, April 2nd. Check out my man on the Six Man Radio, Adult Contemporary Hip Hop and R&B.
You love me, you're special, live different. Every time you keep me on my feet, happily excited by your
wondering if you wear the same cologne.
Six Man
Radio.
Smell good on you. Had the next boyfriend of mine try that same kind, but it stunk on him though. You know what they say, everything ain't for everybody, but I tried anyway. You sure did smell good.
Hey yeah, you just might have crossed my line. You just might have crossed my mind. You just might have crossed my line. You just might have crossed my mind.
Oh. You had that mask. Never slumping, never round. It would turn me on just to see you walk into a room, across the room, out of the room. You really impressed me.
Six Man
Radio.
Well, you were only trying to treat for what I did to you. You didn't deserve what I gave you, but I gave it to you. I hope you're okay. I hope you're loving him well.
Radio. fresh and fly clothing. We are the official swag headquarters, where we don't just create style and fashion, we enhance it. You enter our doors, you can shop with confidence. We have all the official merchandise, a professional atmosphere, and knowledgeable staff and image consultants whose purpose is to make sure that you look good and enhance your swag. We are committed to excellence and giving our customers the ultimate shopping experience. Fresh and fly clothing.
It's just different.
Yeah. Wait. Hey. Nay. You there, Nay?
No, I'm here. I'm right here.
You there, Nay?
You know it. Where else would I be on Saturday night? Six Man Radio, baby.
Hey, look, man. Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop, right? And that grown and sexy R&B that you love, nigga, right? Am I right?
You're damn skipping, you're right.
All right, so look, so tonight, what we doing, you know, see, I'm jumping ahead of myself. Yo, I'm Bad C, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage, right, along with my lovely co-host, Nadine Michelle.
That would be me. That would be me, y'all. All right.
Now, tonight's kind of ill because, you know, tonight I'm just playing that grown and sexy R&B. So the theme of tonight is that grown and sexy R&B that you love. So if you about to go out, word up. If you ironing your clothes and all that, you know what I'm saying, you rolling up, getting your drink on, whatever you're doing tonight, getting ready to go out, we're setting the tone for you. Maybe you got somebody coming through. Maybe the side piece, your side boo's coming through tonight.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so you're trying to set the tone.
Terrible.
You know, you lighting candles or whatever. So we're going to set that backdrop for you. Also, we have a special guest tonight. You know, I don't want to leave her out.
No. Okay. Let's talk about who's going to be on the show tonight.
Our special
while y'all
guest
getting
tonight,
ready. That's right.
Yeah, while y'all getting ready, a special guest that's coming up in probably about 5-10 minutes is the beautiful and talented Jill Scott. Jill Scott is in the building, y'all.
Yes, indeed.
She's in the building.
Take a long walk, Jill Scott.
You know what I'm saying?
If you ain't know who Jill Scott was, just in case you didn't know.
Yeah, that's what
for
the yeah.
For some eyeball
the,
reason.
Right, that's what the mix was, you know, in the beginning. You know, we did a little salute to Jilly from Philly. We played some of her records, you know, to set the tone for us when she comes through. Oh, there it is. So, now that y'all know what's going on, Nate, what's good with you? How was your week? What's going on?
My week was pretty good, you know. Doing a whole bunch of things. And, you know, not to sidestep what's going on with Jill, but I'm going to share something with you. See, you're going to appreciate this. I found out that there's a station that's coming on that's going to air the $6 Million Man and the Bionic Woman.
Stop playing. Some new shit?
Yes.
Some
new channel.
No. I'm saying the show. Are they playing the old show?
No, they playing
the
old
show. Or is it a new show?
It's an old school joint. They can't seem to really remake those shows for some oddball reason. They can't seem to get it right because they can't capture that whole... $6 million man. I know you love the $6 million man.
What? My nigga Steve Austin. But wait. Also, I kind of want to touch on because, yo, the whole Joe Button and Consequence shit that's going on when the nigga Consequence snuffed Joe Button or whatever. Yo, I saw an interview yesterday with Consequence where he called up Andy and he was explaining his side of the story or whatever.
What did he say?
Yo, it's just the funniest shit. Like he's upset because and I feel where he's coming from because after they deaded their situation,
right?
You know when they had that quote unquote confrontation that was filmed and they showed and we all saw, you know. He thought that it was squash, but then I did see an interview with Joe Budden and Jack Thriller, talk about, yeah, you know, it could go down a whole nother way. You know what I'm saying? It could go down a whole nother way. But what this is after you already squashed it. So,
right.
You know, so Ponce took off on him when he saw him. I don't think there was the place, but I definitely think a lump or two was in effect. You know what I'm saying? But
Yeah.
You know.
I don't know.
You know.
I don't know. I really, I can't call that situation because I'm like, what is this about? You know, is it for the show? Or are they just acting up? Or, you know, these fights, it's ridiculous. It's stupid shit. You got Tahiri swinging.
And apparently
people making money. Come on.
But look,
easy.
Apparently she swung because he accidentally hit her. You know what I'm saying?
So she was like, I'm going to have to get mine in for that accidental swing.
Right. To me, that seems to make a lot more sense than her just popping off on the strip.
Yeah, so she thought he was hitting her too, or she just was like, I'm hitting him. Somebody hit me. Somebody got to get hit.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So,
all right.
But you know what, though? I want to give a shout out to my nigga Justice. You know what I'm saying? Fresh and Fly out in Albany, New York. You know what I mean? Yo, Nate, like, when I tell you that if you go to Albany, New York, right? And let's say you going out. You come up here, you're like, yo, see, what up? I'm trying to go out, right?
Right.
I'm going to take you to the spot where you got to get your shit. Like, I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. It's retarded. It's off the chain. You're going to find anything in there. He's going to lace you. Shout to my nigga Justice. Salute to him.
Yeah.
You already know, man. Yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I just noticed, you know, too, that... looks like we had a little bit of a commercial there, you know?
Yeah.
Peep that. Did y'all peep that? Because I know I did. What was that,
Word. Word. Shout to my nigga. You know what I'm saying? So, you already know. Shout to my nigga. Anyhow, what we're doing here, it's a beautiful evening.
Yes,
we have the incense burning. You know what I'm saying? I even got a suit on, Nate.
You got a suit on? Well, I'm dressed pretty nice and casually fine. I'm kind of hauling fine. You know what I mean?
I got a cummerbund on. I'm kidding.
This interview that's coming up with Jill Scott, I hope you guys are tuned in. She's going to come up in just a few minutes, too. I hope you guys are listening. She's got this pilot coming out, you know. I hope she touches on that, you know. So, you know what? What are we going to do? What are we going to do next?
You know what I want to do? That time, ladies and gentlemen. Alright, I'll see y'all in a minute. Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love, nigga. It's your boy Bad Seed, aka Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co-host Nate Dean. Look, yeah, what up, Nate?
What's going on, Seed?
Yeah, you already know.
I'm trying to pull myself together here. I'm sorry.
Listen, listen. I'm over here. I'm break dancing. I'm pop locking. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm doing the kid and play dance with myself right now. On the line right now, we have a very special guest. We're huge fans. Oh, man. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Jill Scott is in the building. Peace, Jill. How are you? Queen.
Hola. I'm good. Word. Thank you. What's up, y'all?
Word up. We chilling. Listen, this is such a big honor. There's so much. As a singer, I want to thank you as an artist / singer, what everything under the umbrella. I want to thank you for what you're giving to the game which seems to, in my opinion, my humble opinion as a music lover, is lacking, which is substance to the music. And you've always been consistent with this, so I thank you for that from day one. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Wow. You are very welcome. It's my pleasure.
Word up. Word up. Okay, so let's start from the beginning. How did you actually get into wanting to pursue a career in this? Because I'm sure you've heard about how the industry is and it could be cold, and you know, you seem like a real genuine spirit. So as far as how the game is, you know, there's a lot of leeches and devils out here in this industry. What pushed you towards the industry? Like, look, I'm just going to be fearless. I'm just going to do it.
Well, I didn't really know a lot about the industry, which is kind of ignorance is bliss.
So I
just wanted to sing. I just wanted to write. I had been doing a production of Rent in Canada, and they asked me if I would go to Broadway. And it seemed like a good idea. The pay was nice. My per diem was real sweet. It seemed like a good idea, but I had also been calling Jazzy Jeff for about 6 months every day, hoping that they would allow me to write songs. I had written You Got Me with The Roots, and I thought, okay, if I could do that, then maybe this is a career for me. Another, you know, so I had been writing songs with them, and while I was away with The Roots, I found out that I had a record deal. So it was like, you know, make a decision. What do you want to do? You want to have a Broadway existence, which is 8 shows a week, you know, one day off a week, which is Monday, you know, is that the existence you really want, or do you want to try to do something else? So I chose chose being in the music industry, and it just seemed to fit. I mean, I had worked and called so often trying to get in the door, and just as a songwriter, I had no idea that the production company that I was working with at the time was sending out music to get me a record deal. I didn't even know. I was like, oh, word.
That's Vidal in them, right? What was his name? They called him Vidal.
Vidal Davis. Mm-hmm. And Andre Harris. No. It was the production company was A Touch of Jazz. It was Jazzy Jeff's production company at the time.
Right.
Yeah. So and I just made the choice.
It's interesting. That's interesting because that first album, Who's Jill Scott? I mean, that I still, like, to this day, it's pretty much the blueprint. But it's interesting because they recently put out The Vault, Volume 1. And as a fan, I was hyped. I was like, okay. But then I remember looking at some publications, and you said that, you know, you didn't approve this. That this was music that was pretty much on the cutting room floor, which I was surprised about because there's some bangers on there, Jill. Wait, hold on. Wondering Why? You don't talk to me. I play that every day. You wasn't feeling that? You wasn't feeling these records?
Yeah, I was feeling it, but at the time, they didn't work with the rest of the record. So, you know, I had a plethora of music, but I needed it to work for my purpose.
Right, so, right.
You know, it kind of just set. So, I mean, I think it's a good idea that they did the Vault album, you know. That's pretty much the gist of it. I think it was a good idea. They had it. And when you sign a record deal, they have the rights to the other things that you don't put out. So a reminder to any artist that if you have music, only give them what you think they need and no more than that. Other than that, you're going to have a couple of Vault records. I've probably got like another 3 in there.
Oh, that's possibly.
Who knows? I don't know. It was so long ago, and it's 10 years worth of recording, just recording to find, you know, the project at the time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But you started off, I guess it's natural when I hear your music and when I hear you speak. You know, you can hear the spoken word artist in you. Was that your first love, the poetry? When you started doing poetry, or it was just all came to you step by step?
You know, I was never really a spoken word artist. I think spoken word artists have a kind of a timbre and a kind of rhythm that I never got into. when I read poetry, I literally read the poetry. I didn't add anything extra to it. I didn't, you know, I wanted the word to stand for itself. And being in that environment where it's just you and the words and the people who are listening, it just led me to writing songs. It, you know, it's really a natural progression.
I saw you perform with Maxwell at the Garden, and man, that was my first time seeing you perform. And I remember telling Seed, I was like, she was so dope that I wanted to throw my panties onto the stage.
I've gotten a lot of
like,
panties
wow.
over the years. I've gotten a lot of panties over the years. It's always a compliment to me, but the security comes and they take people out for that.
Yeah.
They really do. They escort them out. I'm like, oh, it's cool. You know, it's compliment.
Have women done that to you? Have they like, oh, my God. Wow, because it's utterly amazing. And, you know, I think, like, when you first came out, I think, I'm not sure if you had gotten this. I think people thought, oh, she's so sweet and so kind and so loving. So when certain things you say, certain sexual things you say, and, you know, it's so bold but yet so delicately put, you know. Did they say to you, oh my goodness, Jill, what are you doing? I thought you were like this. Did you get that from some of your fans or people?
Of course. I mean, if you listen to the live recording of 826, the first record, you hear somebody saying, no, as I'm reciting, the thickness. I'm just a lover of all words and life, all words. You know, there's a point for and a purpose for each and every word. So I appreciate them and I use them as well as I can. So I'm also a woman and I'm also living life. So of course I'm going to talk about sexual activity. Of course I'm going to talk about heartbreak. Of course I'm going to talk about meeting somebody and maybe wanting to spend some time with them. You know, of course I am. For people who were put off by it, I don't know what to tell them. You know,
yeah.
I'm living real life over here. It'd be great if I was a monk or you know, some kind of high priestess sitting on a mountain somewhere. But
yeah.
I'm living real life, and I personally like my my sexual songs because they're not explicit, but they're very visual, and you get the main feelings. And, you know, I don't say the quote-unquote ugly words for things because I don't need to. I can definitely paint a picture without having to be graphic, even though it is quite graphic, without being vulgar.
Perfect segue, though. Perfect segue. The record Crown Royal. Jesus.
Yeah.
This is probably one of the dopest, but just on a level of just a record. It's probably one of the dopest records ever. I'm so mad at you, Jill. Why is it a minute and some change?
You know, I was in the studio with J.R. Hudson, and he happened to put the track on. So basically what happens with me is I wait for the inspiration to hit me. And he put the track on, and I just started running. And producers that know me at this point, they know, like, if I get up and I'm starting to run, and they're like, okay, let's get the mic together, make sure, you know, she's recording, because it's all going to come out now. And that's pretty much the way that song happened. And when I was done, I was done. I figured I had said everything I needed to say.
Do you hear that a lot? Do you hear people say, look, that record?
Oh, yeah. Like, you need to make that longer, but it is what it is. It,
How are we supposed to make babies to that, Jill? How are we supposed to make babies to a minute and a half?
For some, it don't take that long.
Oh, shit.
Unfortunately, you know, for some, it doesn't take that long to make a baby. But, you know, I don't know, it was when it was done, it was done. That's pretty much all I wanted to say. So I left it at that.
Great song. And another song that I'd like to ask you about is also one of my very favorites, which is Rasul. Is that something that actually happened that you really witnessed? Because when I hear that song, I feel like you're standing right there witnessing it, you know? Is that a song where something happened to you in Philly?
Thank you. That's what it's supposed to feel like. Yeah. Music is supposed to be visual as well. You're supposed to be able to taste things and feel things, and definitely it's supposed to touch you somewhere, you know. And when I was 17, I witnessed my whole neighborhood basically die. All the dudes that I knew, the guys that were hustling, you know, they all went down a terrible path. They didn't live. And, you know, Russell is that experience for me.
Wow. It was definitely a dope record. Yo, I encourage everyone who might not be totally familiar with Jill's catalog to go really deep into this catalog, because trust me, y'all know how we do here at Six Man Radio. We don't play anything boo-boo, man. Anything boo-boo. Jill Scott is the truth. And I wanted to kind of venture off into the hip-hop thing, though, because to me, you seem to be more hip-hop than a lot of these hip-hop niggas. For real. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. I tell them straight up. You know what I mean? Like, has this been something that you were interested in doing as well? Did you, was there a time was there an MC Jill Scott somewhere? Like, you know.
When I was in the eighth grade, yeah. You know, I used to battle me and my girlfriend.
Oh, God.
We used to battle different schools back in the day. Just, you know, that's what everybody did at the time. But I came to Philadelphia. Philly is a place where some incredible, thoughtful MCs come from. They can really paint pictures. And on average, if you catch a Philly MC, he's going to spend 64 before he even thinks about creating a hook.
Mm-hmm.
You
right.
know, that's how clever and how intricate the rhyme skills are. You know, it's not about that fantastic 16. It's about creating an entire picture, an entire visual for whatever it is, whether it's romance or sex or fighting or you know, beef, whatever it is. It's a big picture, and the lines are cutting. So, you know, because of that, I mean, I've been around Black Thought and Petey Crack and Meek Mill and.
Yeah, Eagle.
Eagle and Freeway and Dice Raw and Malik B. And, you know, these are MCs that I think MCs should study. You know,
right.
I'm a big lover of words. And when somebody strings them together and has the nerve to be eloquent and ride beat, I'm in.
Yeah.
And it's not just, you know, I learned from Philadelphia MCs, it's not just one way to ride a beat. You know,
right.
I'm a fan of Rakim. I love the fact that there's so many different kinds of flows. An MC right. with one flow is going to annoy me. I can't bear it.
Yeah.
I mean, I might like the one song or two songs, but if you're going to consistently have the same flow, I'm out. I can't stay.
Right.
No love lost. Good luck with that, but I got to go.
We want to quickly just foray into your film and television, and wow, once again, you know, just really excellent. Just you really, the number one ladies detective agency on HBO. I felt you. I thought you were from Botswana. I was like, Jill is killing this game right now. And it's like a slow but gentle way you're transitioning between genres is really dope. You know, so I just want to commend you for your acting. I mean, and you just had something recently, I think, is it for television that was announced?
Steel Magnolias.
No, not the Steel Magnolias. Something else.
Yeah. I just got a pilot. A pilot is kind of like a little movie for television to see if the people are interested in it, and if it is, and they'll make a series out of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Second Sight. It's kind of a science fiction drama. I play Dr. Safreen Kallier.
Okay.
Dope.
I'm actually in New Orleans right now shooting it.
Excellent.
Wow. Really, really
congratulations.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And we look,
people tend to say, oh, you know, you just came out of nowhere acting, and I really didn't. I've been acting for 20 years, maybe 21 now. But, you know, I started in theater. Poetry led me to theater. Theater led me to singing, and here I am. So,
right.
You know, I have to do all the things that I can do because it makes me happy.
Right.
It makes me happy. I the hardest work I have is acting. Singing comes, you know, very naturally to me, and it feels very good to me. And if it doesn't, then I stop. But acting is something that is mandatory because, again, I'm a lover of words. And when you have a writer that is really painting the picture, I'm in. I'm down.
Right.
Well, Jill, before we let you go, what we do is we ask all of our guests the same three questions. But before I even get to that, I just want to ask you, how's motherhood? How's it going? Because, you know, as fans, you know, we follow you, man. Following you. So, you know, and we shared in that journey with you, you know, and it's a beautiful thing. Shout out to Little Man. How you loving it?
I am absolutely loving it. I like this part better now that he's three, almost 4 years old.
Right.
I really do like this part better. The earliest part, you know, people tell me all the time, especially dudes. I hang around mostly dudes, and they say that I'm kind of like a man in the way I think and the way I do things, which is whatever. You know, I'm comfortable in my femininity. But the beginning of being a mother was very challenging for me. And now that he can communicate with me and we crack up and hang out and, you know, that's my little dude. Like, that's my homie.
No.
And I enjoy him so much. He's like one of the funniest people I ever met.
No.
He's great. So all I want to do is keep him growing, you know, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, and otherwise. You know, any way that I can help him be a great man, that's my job. And I love my job. It's such a blessing, such a pleasure, and an honor to be this boy's mother.
And you know what? You guys are definitely in our prayers. God bless you. God bless your family. And we really appreciate you taking the time out. But, Miss Scott, before we let you go, all of our guests get asked the same three questions. Your top three MCs all time. Top three groups.
Damn.
Yep. Top three. You get it too. Hey, Jill, you're fine, but you get it too, Jill. you get it too. All right. Top three MCs all time. Top three hip hop groups all time. And top three producers of all time.
Okay, this is going to hurt because I know later on I'm like, oh, why didn't I say it? top three MCs. Oh, you're killing me right now. Okay.
Yep. Sorry. Love you. Love you.
Okay. Damn. And they have to be in order?
You don't have to be.
You want it to be.
Yeah.
Thank you, because that hurts even worse. My top three MCs. Okay. I'm going to go with Biggie Smalls.
Okay.
Big to me, the quality of lyricism,
right.
How he can paint a picture, whether I agree with him about anything or not, is superior to me.
Right.
The fact that he would make me relate. I was in the closet. You know what I'm saying?
Love
him for that. Black Thought is one of the most intelligent men I've ever come across, period. His wordplay, the fact that he can scat and sing and he raps like he scats and sings is ridiculous to me. This is hard. I'm going to have to say, I'm going to kick myself later. I know it. I'm going to have to say Rakim.
Yeah.
Because he really started it for me.
That's very solid, though. That's a solid three. You know what I mean? So.
but there's so many that I love and appreciate. You know, Rakim is the first MC that I really took time to write down everything he said.
Right.
And that was the beginning of my, like, my real falling in love with hip-hop.
Right.
Yeah, just so, just super clever. He's one of the few people that and couldn't quite get myself together. And
hey,
please,
Jill, remember when he said, remember when he said, wait, remember when he said, 7 holes in my face as I look out the window. Yo, this was like 87. It was 88. It was the Follow the Leader album. I think it was on Lyrics of Fury. And I was in the 8th grade, and I remember actually counting the holes in my face, the 2 sockets in my eyes, the 2 nostrils, the mouth, and the 2 ear holes. Like, it was amazing to me in 8th grade. So I feel you.
Super, super thoughtful. And please, please, please have my honorable mention, Big Daddy Kane.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
That's nasty. Yeah.
Let it roll. Get small. I just can't hold.
Ew. Yeah. Oh, man. Okay. Top 3 groups.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The Roots. I'm going to say The Roots because, first of all, Black Thought is incredible. Malik B is incredible. They are the only maintaining hip-hop band, so musically it's not a game, and it's never been a game. If you have any questions about that, check out Do You Want More, which is still my all-time favorite album, even though Illa Delph Half-Life made me sick.
Absolutely.
it made me sick. Let's see, The Fugees.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly for Lauryn Hill.
Right.
Particularly for Lauryn Hill, I just felt like that was the most perfect platform for the illest MCs ever. She's incredible, and I miss them terribly. Individually, together, magnificent.
Well, sidebar. I would love to see a little pseudo group of maybe Lauryn, you, and Erica. Right.
Oh my
that
God.
Would be so dumb.
Why?
So dumb.
Off the chain.
That made me turn to the side. It's just ridiculous.
They wouldn't know what to do. Like, it'd just be, it would shut down everything. Everything. I'd buy it.
It would really be a beautiful experience. Really?
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
All right, Jill, you almost done.
One more.
Tribe.
Gooses.
Tribe. Hands down. Tribe.
Tribe. Okay.
Tribe.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Lived the majority of my college existence on Tribe.
Pretty much.
You know,
pretty
just
much.
Clever, fun, never negative, ever. They weren't clapping anybody. You know what I mean? They were just thoughtful dudes that were thinking out loud and enjoying life. And I love that.
They were just making Siemens furniture. That's it. They wasn't clapping.
Yeah, what
that was as raunchy as it got.
Crazy, crazy wordplay. Crazy, wonderful wordplay. Love it, love it, love it.
All right.
Top
so,
three,
your top three beatsmen. Yeah.
Deepness. Okay.
Chop.
Shalom Remy.
Dope.
Yeah. Dude is a problem. He's an absolute musical problem. And my goodness. The Nas, the last Nas record, hurt my feelings. I had to turn it off and throw something. I was like, really? You gonna do it like that? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Salam for me, absolutely. Where's Ninth Wonder.
Yes.
I love Ninth. I think his consistency and respect level for hip hop is just is superior.
Yeah.
I fox with him all day. Now. Here's another one. Ooh wee.
this is hard. Okay, you really asked hard questions.
Yeah, man.
Hip hop producer. Oh, this is so hard. You're killing me right now.
You know what's funny? Everybody says that too.
Yeah, they do.
Everybody.
Because the love level is so high.
Right.
It's like choosing your favorite heir. You know,
right,
like
right.
I like all of them. You know, I could use do without the pollution. Definitely that.
Right.
But I'm a breeze. I'm always
right.
choose breeze. And you know what I mean. So, last one. Damn. I'm gonna say Kanye.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I could definitely see
yep.
y'all working together soon. That needs to happen.
Who knows? I don't go searching for people. You know,
yeah.
I put this energy out there, and if it happens, it happens. But
yeah.
I just think musically, his first record was just incredible.
Yeah.
I like music that changes, and it. I heard modulation. I heard. Heard different kinds of energy, and
right.
I like that. That's a part of the story. For me,
right.
the producers that I love the most are the ones that tell a story even without somebody on the beat.
Right. They produce. You know what I mean? They're not just a beat maker. They produce.
It's a legitimate collaboration.
Right. Absolutely.
It's a legitimate collaboration. And that's all you really want. That's all I really want. Please don't come with just a beat. I get that a lot where producers are like, oh, check this out. I got something for you. The beat is hot, but you didn't go anywhere. So you're making me do all the work. That's no fun.
Right.
That's no fun. Where's your thought? What were you thinking for a bridge? Maybe
right,
I'll
right.
go left of where you went, but that's my choice.
Right.
But it's the fact that I have a full canvas, and now all I really have to do is put the colors down. I like that. That feels good.
Absolutely. Word up. I love it. I love See, Jill, we can sit here, we can chop it up with you about music all day. Word up. Listen, Jill.
I'm so glad that it hasn't died. You know, I'm so glad that people still appreciate music, that play
yeah.
all genres of music. There's some great, great musicians out here right now. For anybody who's into jazz, please listen to Gregory Porter. The man literally
is incredible.
Isn't he incredible?
Black Now. 1960 what? Oh.
I bite people. It's a bad habit, but it's genuine. And he's somebody that I would definitely bite him.
Yeah.
I got
yeah.
no harm intended. I'm not trying to break nobody's skin. I don't want to go to prison ever. But you know, it's really a love thing. You'd have to ask my son. He's got plenty of
Bruh.
Money.
He's dope.
Well, y'all heard it here first from the queen. You heard? And Jill, well, I wanna thank you. This meant so much to us that you took the time out to give us a call. Thank you, and God bless you. You know what I mean? And we look forward
to
for real. We look forward to anything that you got coming out.
Yeah.
If you got if you're putting out a pamphlet. No, it's okay. It's okay. We understand, but
right.
once again, salute to you, and please don't hang up because we want to get a couple drops from you, okay?
Got it. Thank
All right. You. Six Man Radio, we'll be right back. Yeah.
Fresh and Fly Clothing. We are the official swag headquarters. We don't just create style and fashion, we enhance it. You enter our doors, you can shop with confidence. We have all the official merchandise, a professional atmosphere, and knowledgeable staff and image consultants whose purpose is to make sure that you look good and enhance your swag. We are committed to excellence and giving our customers the ultimate shopping experience. Fresh and Fly Clothing.
It's just different.
not a gang. And I'm sitting here with my boy Bad Seed and my girl Nae Dee from Six Man Radio, home of the adult contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love, nigga.
Six Man
Radio.
The shade of ebony in the silence of my dreams. You kept me company on this secluded island. Our bodies seem to melt, intoxicating, overwhelming intensity.
Himself, and I'm here stamping
Six Man Radio, the home of adult and contemporary hip hop and R&B. And if y'all ain't rocking with it, your bum sauce, baby. Yeah.
Say about it, for my love, you won't be lonely tonight. If I have anything to do about it, say about it, it's for my love, you won't be lonely tonight. If I have anything to do about it, say about it, it's for my love, you
street is you gave me this walking papers and I wanna be the man that my daddy raised me to be. My mama taught me to be. See, baby.
Just who loves you more. Love, just who loves you more.
Six man.
You got my mind going out of me.
it has in its effect. For all the dogs chase the cat. Can't help but to want a girl like that. Cause she be the one for me. Every time you come around me, you give me this feeling. I'm feeling I've never experienced. Girl, I don't know much about it, but I'm such a curious guy. Let's give love a try. Believe me when I say, most of these freaks are boring. Compared to you, they're not the same. You're all I ever need more. That's why I ain't playing no games. I'm in a way, my cup is, I'm done exploring. Girl, let's fly away. Let's be globe in the seven seas, trying to find the joy that she brings. Love is blind, but truly I can see that she's the one for me. Every time you come around me, you give me this feeling. I'm feeling I've never experienced. And I don't know much about it, but I'm such a curious guy. Let's give love a try.
Thank you.
Six Man
Radio.
Six Man
Radio.
I'm 100% sure that it's here to stay.
getting your man's on. Most tucks is I had trouble getting the pants on. And I know things run through your head when your man's on. I come home, how you say, better than Cameron. You upsetting they plans on, getting they chance on, getting they hands on. S.A.B.
Good Lord, man.
Oh, man. That was
Six
crazy.
Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love, nigga. It's your boy Bad C, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage, and I'm chilling with my co-defendant, Nadine Michelle.
That's right.
What up, Nadine Michelle? What up?
Chilling. I was just dancing over here, getting it on the R&B. I know y'all don't be listening, but we get it in on the R&B. We play a lot of hip hop because, you know, we just love hip hop.
Yeah.
Just the way we
yeah,
are.
That R&B, though.
Man.
I'm not even done with y'all. I'm still like, we about to get up out of here in a minute, but I'm not even done with y'all. But wait till y'all hear what I'm going to send y'all sticking asses home with tonight. You know what I'm saying? I want to give a big shout out to Jill Scott. Salute to her. It was a big honor for her to call in. Thanks to everybody who listened. You know, salute to y'all. We here every week, B.
Every
week,
Saturday.
Man. We get busy. Go to the archives, check it out. Come check us out. You never know who's going to be on, man. We get
busy.
Right. Trust me. Heard up. Six Man Radio. And shout to the whole team, man. You know, everybody from The Race to PD Radio to Tell All Radio to Grown Man Gaming, Woodshop Radio, MCMI Radio, and Bodega Fresh. That's the Six Man Radio team, man. Get to know us.
That's
we're
why.
Here. We're not going nowhere, man. We have you.
Every Saturday. Every day there's a show. So you gotta tune in and check us out. And you know, we see y'all in the chat room. Man, the chat room was heavy. The phone lines were heavy. Yeah, it was really heavy. Phone lines were crazy. So, you know, we definitely so thankful for Jill for calling in. She got that new pilot too. You guys gotta check out for that new pilot she got coming out. She's
really
getting it in with the acting.
Yeah, she's dope. And like I said, you know, I'm not really going to go off or break too far away from what I said when I said that she's more hip-hop than a lot of you quote-unquote hip-hop niggas. You know what I mean? Like, for real, like, have you ever heard her spit, though? Like, she play around with it sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, her be like, you know, say something to Jill, man. You heard us. She was battling in the eighth grade. You know what I mean? She's like so cute. Battling in the eighth grade.
He's so silly. Oh, my goodness. I can see her now battling in the lunchroom.
Wow.
You know?
That was crazy. Yeah, that was
great. And her MC list and her top list was dope, too, man. Wow. Just by her answers on who her top favorite hip hop producers and MCs, she's hip hop like no joke. And I knew she was gonna rock him in. Everybody that's of that kind of caliber, the way she is, you know, the music that she does always has rock him on the list. It's just
right, absolutely.
He just changed the game so hard, you know. So just had a show too. So man,
absolutely. Crazy. Word up. So, shout to her, man. Salute to her. And, Nay, salute to you. Salute to everybody, man. You know what I mean? Word up. Yo, we're going to get up out of here. Let's get up out of here.
Some more R&B.
We got some more R&B for y'all. Once again, I want to give a shout out to my nigga Justice, man. I swear to y'all, yo, it's fresh and fly, yo. It's the home of the motherfucking swag police, man. I swear. Like you can't walk around with your Tim's leaning and shit. You gotta take your ass over there, fresh and fly. You know what I mean? They got everything, B. Everything, yo. That's where I go. I wouldn't even endorse if I didn't even do. You know what I mean? Right. So there it is. Salute. And yo, man, let's get up out of here, yo. Shout out to my nigga Timmy Guns too. Shout out to Guns.
We see you guys next Saturday. Check us out. 7:30 to 9:30.
Word up. Oh, real quick too. I wanna give a shout out to Substantial. You know, he got the Jack and Jill.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He got the Jack and Jill mixtape out. I was going to throw something in the mix, but, you know, it ain't, you know, it wasn't hip. We wasn't playing no hip-hop, but I still wanted to give an honorable mention because the project is dope. I checked it out. It's actually, you know, it's really, really dope. So, you know.
Yeah, definitely. I played it on Bodega Fresh last Sunday. It's called Golden Lady. And it uses that Golden Lady joint by Stevie Wonder as one of the tracks. It's crazy. Y'all got to check that out. It's
Yo, he got there's a bunch of joints. There's a few, y'all. There's a few. They flipped the Talk to Me joint, too. That joint was crazy, y'all. Yeah, it was crazy. I wanted to play it, but it just didn't really fit the format. But, you know, shout to him. Shout to him, y'all. And let's get up out of here, yo. More R&B. I'm about to let y'all know why we do what we do and why we can really stick our chests out each week and say that we are the home of adult contemporary hip-hop and that grown and sexy R&B. Nigga, I said the home, not the shelter, not staying over somebody's crib, not in
not
the basement.
Not the child line.
Nah, not none of that, nigga. This the home. We out.
Six Man
Radio. Radio.
I won't pretend that I intend to stop living. I won't pretend I'm good at giving. But I can't hate you. Oh,
There's not a minute, hour, day, or night that I don't love you. You're at the top of my list, cause I'm always thinking of you. I still remember in the days when I was scared to touch you, how I spent my day dreaming, planning how to say I love you. You must have known that I had feelings deep enough to swim in. That's when you opened up your heart and you told me to come and tell me.
Don't you feel me? Say, yeah, yeah, hey. Radio star. We on Six Man Radio with Nadine and Backbeat. And we're dope hip hop.
What up, y'all? This is Doug C. That's right. Y'all know who I am. That nigga just get this motherfucking Seawalk on, skipping across the world. And I'm posted up right now. Six Man Radio. Adult Contemporary Radio.
I'll be for chasing.
You gotta feel me,
I'm just trying to maintain. I'm on break.
Adia, 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 adia.
Ba 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 ba.
Adia, 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 adia.
Ba 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 ba.
Gravitate up to the ceiling. In slow motion, what's the potion you add? Call you make this, my brother, please puff, puff, pass. Different from what you used to, ain't worried about who's who. You do what you do, I do what I do. Ooh, look at my beer, messing up the atmosphere. You won't be asked to leave, get the out of here. With that being said, I'm your host, J.B. Raise your glass, make a toast, break bread. You know what you do, homie, on your way. Please wipe your feet at the door, hope you enjoy yourself.
Yes, sir.
Been around the world, seen a lot of things. Well, yeah, I'll be for change.
Six Man
Radio.